reason why I'm here is because I am the new lead of a mighty wind. I wanted to tell you now.
Oh, all right. Guys, my name is Sean Mondragon again from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I am your presentation guy.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome.
So again, do I need to describe what the presentation categories about?
No,
just quickly. It's all. But here's what it is all about. It's all about the heart. Let's remember, first of all, the reason that you are here, the reason you're even standing on this stage, is because you went to a show, or you saw a quartet, or you saw a chorus that touched you in a way, and you went, I have to be part of that. I have to do that. Now, that's a lot of motivation. Okay. With that said, that's the whole reason they're here. You know, we as humans, it's a very interesting thing. The whole reason we go to movies, the whole reason we see plays, the whole reason we listen to music is we want to be taken on a journey. We want to live vicariously through the music. We want to live vicariously through the play we went to go see, the movie we went to go see. We want to experience things we've never experienced. We want to feel the emotion of that character all the way through. So with that said, that's your responsibility. As a chorus member, you are supposed to be how you're inspired. That's the whole reason you're here. Yes, you're a part of something magical and wonderful, as we all know as barbershoppers. People they have no idea how wonderful it is to sing in a barbershop chorus and in a quartet. They don't know. Poor people. Because they don't know. We know. We want you to do that for them. But that's every time you're on stage. Every single time. Sure, we're here to try to get a score and see where we rank, you know. That's why we came to the conference.
Where do we stack in there? How do we become better? How do we make it?
Keep going. Almost there, Sean. Almost. One more step.
One step.
And you'll want to do that because that was your logo. So I'll keep walking.
Our history is we're 10% below where we were a year ago.
Okay, 10% below.
This score is the lowest we've had since 2000. Okay. So normally we're not here.
Normally you're not. I scored you a 60 and a 60. Bob scored you a 63 and a 60. So let's go ahead, just for the heck of it, Steve, can you go ahead and start My Foolish Heart just quickly?
Oh, well, Dave will start.
Sorry, Dave.
That's okay.
So Dave Enske. Okay. Just like you did on the stage, so I want you to accept the applause. I want you to do everything like you normally, like you really did. Audience is, woo!
The scene is set for dreaming,
in
love's knocking at the door.
Okay. So, you tell me, just what you did there, is that better than what you did on stage, or about
yes.
the same, or
better,
or worse? Little better? Why? Because you're relaxed.
Okay. We know what to expect from this.
Okay, that's true too. There's a lot of truth to that. I've been lucky to sing on the international stage once with my chorus, but we sang in Toronto, and it was we were a little bit smaller than you guys. 22 guys on stage. Went to internationals, came in 16th. Pretty happy about that.
Congratulations.
22 guys. But I'll tell you, when you sang and the sound went, and you didn't hear any slap back, it can freak you out. Now that you've experienced, like, oh, I know what to do now. That's why you have the walk. Okay, what you did again, honestly, wasn't bad. I did very comparable to what you did on stage. I'm not saying that's bad. Now what I'm saying is, okay, now we're going to take you up an entirely different level in just what you did. Let me show you how we're going to do it. People will come to me and they'll say, this seems very trivial. Why are we doing this? This has nothing to do with singing. This has everything to do with singing. You know why? Because first impressions are everything. Okay? I'll say it again. First impressions are everything. You hold yourself, when you show the audience at what level you are, they take you more seriously, and they look at you differently. Square out to the audience. When your chorus, I'm going to walk you through this, and then I'm going to show you how we're going to do it. Your chorus director is going to be here. When your chorus director slowly turns around, the pitch will be blown. At the same time, your inside foot is going to go back. Your inside foot of the chorus is going to go back. So if I'm on this side, I'm going to take my inside foot and bring it back. And stay there. If I'm on this side of the chorus, when the chorus director turns around, I'm going to go like this. Then your chorus director is going to pull you forward. Then he's going to give you the downbeat, and you're going to sing the song. Just just do that. So smile. Here's the only time throughout your entire performance that we can see all your teeth. So show it. This is the only time. You can't do it while you're singing. You can do it at the beginning of the song, the middle of the two songs, at the end of the song. I need smiles. Let me tell you why that's important. Because the first thing I wrote down was half the chorus is smiling.
We've never heard that before.
We have discussed this many times.
Okay. Let me tell you. Sorry. What's the difference? I'm going to be honest with you. The audience perceives you differently. You know why? Because you're not a unit. You are supposed to be an ensemble group of singers. If half of you, or a third of you at times, are only smiling, how do we take it seriously? Because that means half or two-thirds of the gentlemen are not in the game. You haven't even started off. So the audience already goes, oh,
50-something.
Low 60-something. But if you pour on a smile and give them this, audience goes, oh. They're confident. Oh, did you know the audience has already scored you and already knows what type of performance you are going to perform before you sing your first note? It's all in the way you hold yourself. It's all in the way you start the song. It's important. So square out, big smiles. When he turns around slowly, the pitch is blown. If that happens, the inside foot goes back and you stay back. Then he's going to bring you forward. You're going to bring the weight to your forward foot onto the balls of your feet. And then he's going to start on the... And the first word is what?
The scene.
The scene. The first word is...
The.
Thank you. So we need to know that. Here we go. Square out. Smile. When he turns around, the pitch is blown. And you're going to take that step back on the inside and stay there. Smile. He's going to bring you forward first. Bring him forward, sir. Bring him forward okay. First, and then give him the jump. So you're going to, okay. After you turn him around, you're going to bring him forward, and you're going to come forward with him, and then you're going to hold him, and you're going to go. And give it to him. Don't rush. Take your time. Okay. You slip. Forward. Here we go. Smile. Big smiles. Inside foot's going to go back. Don't just stand there. It has to go back. Go. Inside foot back. He's going to bring you forward, and when he brings you forward, that's when the pitch stops. Bring you forward. Now, the first word is the. Be there and sing.
The scene.
Start it again. The scene. Here's the thing. Weak start. Second thing that was written on the paper. Weak start. You know the song. The scene. Who's singing? Tenors and basses. Pitch. Sing the scene. That's all. Just sing that part. Ready?
The scene.
Do it again. Don't be tentative. You're better than what you are. Because see, as the song goes on, everyone goes, oh, that's a really good chorus. We need it from the get-go. Remember, first impressions are everything. I'm not telling you to sing louder. I'm telling you to sing with more confidence. What we're hearing is we're hearing tentativeness. And we're seeing it in the body. It should be. Just know that's it and be there. No tentativeness. You know the words. The scene. Just sing it.
The scene.
Do it again.
The scene.
There with each other.
The scene.
Then, not louder. Not stronger. Not the scene. We want the scene. You know what to do. But be there. Turn around. This is important, guys, because this is what puts you at a totally different level. Smile! Hold. Turn there. Hold it. Hold it. He's going to slowly bring you forward first. Stay there and hold him there for a few. And give up.
The scene is set for dreaming. Love's knocking at the door.
Already, more in tune. Together. Unit. Clarity. Focus. Now, you're 4 points higher than I just scored you. Just do it. When you start off, first impressions are everything. You want your first page to be as good as you can be, because that's what sets the standard. That sets the pen, where the pen's going to mark and say, oh, they're about right here. Why would you mark here when you could do exactly what you just did? But did you feel the difference in the chorus? Mm-hmm. When it was here?
The scene.
There's focus. Now you're a group. Now you're working together instead of
this.
Now there's audiences going, oh, that chorus. chorus director and chorus is so in control. We're about to see something amazing. They've already judged you and put you where you're going to be before you've sung a note. You're already higher. Just in perception alone. Now, the last thing. When you tell a story, how many have grandchildren? Okay, how many have children? Okay. So you tell a story to your grandchildren. You can tell it one of several ways. You can go like this. Once upon a time, long ago, there were three bears. A papa bear, a mama bear, and a baby bear. So you can tell it like that. Not bad. Okay. How do you... That's when your kid starts to do this. This is what we want. We are storytellers. That's the reason why we're here, to change their lives. We're here to take them through a magical journey. We're here to take them through a story. We have. Once upon a time, far, far ago, there were three bears. A papa bear, a mama bear, and a baby bear. So I've had to take everything up five or six levels. Why? First of all, it's more exciting. There's color in what you're saying. There's meaning behind it. There's a thought behind it. You're not just saying the words. You're telling the story. If what you just did today, visually, if I missed half of what you did here, imagine when we go back three more rows, and then three more rows, and then three more rows. It needs to be bigger than what you think it is. If it's uncomfortable, if he thinks it's too much, trust him. He'll go, you know, when you do this, it's not it. He'll tell you. Okay? He needs to sell the song. With that said, we need to broadcast, again, as we said before, first impressions are everything. How you set it up, we need to set them up to knock them down. The first words are what?
A scene set for dream.
Okay, for dream. So, with that said, very possible. Yeah. It's such a beautiful, it's a beautiful sentence. The scene is set for dream. Well, we gotta see it before you sing it. So when he brings you and then brings you here, and as you're taking that first breath, we need to see that dream in your eyes. So we go here, smile, bring it back, bring us forward. Then we need to see. That's what we need to see. When we talk to somebody, if I come over and talk to Tom, hey, Tom.
Yeah, fine, how are you? Yeah, there.
Detroit.
For the most part. Oh, 58 years.
58 years.
Yeah.
Married?
Oh, yeah, very married.
No, wait a minute. We want the answer.
Yes, sir. Did you notice when I talked to him? Did you notice I didn't talk? I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't move at all. And he moved when he's talking to me. It's real. It's natural. Which means you cannot stand there and sing. You can't sing a song and go, the night is new, my dear sweetheart, and you and I are the one. No, you can't do that. It has to be, then you put the face into it. Watch this. And you go, the night is new, my dear sweetheart, and you and I are. That's another step up. How do we take it the next step? Put the body in. The night is new, my dear sweetheart, and you and I are young. That's real. That's believable. That's what we're shooting for. When you sing this song, you cannot just stand it. We are taught, in fact, it's subconscious in our mind. When you hear the word choral, you think, choral. The night is new, my dear sweetheart. That's what you think. You think choral. Let's get away from the choral. Let's start thinking real. So as you start to sing the song, he's going to walk you through just like we started you, and he's going to bring you forward. And as he brings you forward, that face needs to turn on. You're about to talk about a dream. And the face needs to be there. And when you come in, you're in the dream. And as you're singing the song, you sing the song. You participate in the song. I'll say it again. You participate in the song. Physically and vocally. Try that. Smile, remember, big teeth. It's the only time we're going to be able to see it. And I don't mean glow like this. I mean this. Show me teeth. Here we go. Anyway, then you're going to come forward. He brings you forward. Be there, first word. Face.
Face. For
move.
At the door.
Don't stand still.
But oh my heart, I'm reluctant to start. For we've been fooled before.
Stop. Stop. Say what you said. In English.
Well, I thought you wanted.
I did, but they don't understand.
Oh, better.
Much better. Much better. Okay. Here's one of your own. The second you, and you had to have felt it, right? Because right. There's an energy there, isn't it?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, we're a unit. We're working together. We're going on the same journey. We have the same destination. All of a sudden, now, this chord went up 7 points. And then you go, why didn't we? How come we don't have these before we go on the contest stage? What the hell is this problem? So guys, all my comments on here can be completely erased by literally starting the way you started. I mean, look at the words, look what I'm putting. Even for good looking, and I'm applying it to both songs, good looking. So I put, turn in could have been a little better. Turn in could have been a little better. Do we fix that? Now that's wonderful. Then I have, see it in the eyes first. More free. Start heading in the right direction. Everyone needs to buy in. Well, everyone was bought in. Everyone was there. What's the message of the song? Well, now you just know what's the message. Before we even sang it, what's the message of the song now? Now we know it. We didn't know it when you first started on the contest stage. Now we know it. I put color words. Needs more color words. Her lips. Beware. Fire start. Those are all color words. You have to do something with those words. We have to see it in your face, too. Remember? Presentation is vocal visual. Whatever you do vocally, you got to do visually. To make it enhance what that is. We have, it's love, it's love, it's love, it's love, as we head toward the end. Each one needs to be bigger. Each one needs to grow. Each one needs to go in the right direction. It needs to be bigger or different. Biggest thing, free it up. Way too stiff.
Time is up.
Damn! Do you understand what I'm saying, Jim?
Yeah.
Can you see immediately the difference of the attitude and the way you hold yourself and the way you sing in front of your director? Can you see a difference in that?
Yeah, absolutely. With the exception of that turn-in that Sean showed us, how many of you can point to anything that Sean just told us that we haven't been talking about for the last 4 months?
There you go.
There you go.
Wow. Sometimes you need someone else to tell you.
Yes, you
He's
do.
Got a
but you guys, honestly, everything that I just told you there, buy into the song, tell the story, be more involved. Every move needs to be bigger and better. Every time you have a repeat or an echo, that needs to come out even more to bring life to the song. Be as natural as possible. Free up the body. Do not just stand there. Just freeing that up immediately, it just brought a better sound. There was more lock. There was more ring. There was more balance because you were relaxed instead of this. I'm trying to sing perfect notes. Get that out of your head. You've already done the work. You've spent the last year or even if it was 2 months, working really, really hard to get to this point. When you get to the contest stage, you need to forget it. I hate to say that because that's not necessarily true. It's just that you've done it right so many times it's become second nature. Because every time you've sung the song, even though you've just seen the lead sectional, you've put the face on every time you've sung it. Well, guess what? By the time you get to the contest stage, it's already there. He doesn't need 2 months earlier to fix that. It's already fixed. It's less work for all of you. And for all of you who've been doing it all the time, well, I wish before, because they keep messing and just get it right. If you do it right every time, you'll never have that problem. I hope you got something out of what I said.
That was good.
That was mucho mujer. Yeah. What you said. That was mucho better.
Mejor.
Ahí está mucho mejor porque este que está sentando aquí en la silla, él no sabe.
Easy for you to say.
With okay.
Pepperoni.
With my sister, right. Sue.
See?
Sue.
See.
Thank you.